Well, all right. All right. God, I don't know, Dr. Quantum. This is a hard thing to take. I mean, my God, I got to put the whole universe in my hands. I'm responsible for it all. You're making me kind of like a God kind of thing. Is that what you're saying to me? Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying to you. But that's a hard one to stomach, to call yourself God right now. So let's just deal with soul for a while. Let's not deal with the big guy. Let's just deal with soul for a while. It has been thought, and it has been predicted in ancient Hindu scripture, that the whole physical world is made of Maya, an illusion. Well, if we believe that, then it seems real to me. What is reality? What is real? If I'm the real creator, what does it mean to be real? Well, that's the question that drives everybody a little bit on the nutty side. As I've tried to explain, reality is not just the physical world, but it is something which appears in the relationship of your mind with the physical world. And in that appearance, in that relationship, there is a perception of reality. Now, the perception of reality is like really magical. It is amazing. From a quantum physics point of view, the perception of reality is the creation of reality, because reality emerges out of possibilities, and there are so many different possibilities, a single perception reduces it to just one possibility, and that becomes actuality. That's, of course, if you're looking at things with great intent. Now, that's not something you always do. Remember, I told you in the session previously that there are ways of looking kind of askew, askance, out of the corner of your eye, only getting momentary glimpses, which you don't want to pay too much attention, kind of like when you wake up in the morning and don't really pay attention to your spouse. And when you do that, new stories can crop up that sometimes could be negative rather than positive. And you find your significant other, your spouse, starting to complain, "You're not paying enough attention to me," and that kind of story. Well, negative existence crops up. Positive existence can too, when you kind of don't pay the right kind of attention. If you do, if you put your intent into it, then you have a perception of reality and it becomes pretty vivid. Now, if we assume that the world is then what it appears to be, even when we're not looking, if we assume that the world is already out there, even when we're not looking, if we assume that the world is exactly that, whether I'm here or not, it turns out that we're making a serious error. And we're also making an assumption that is really embedded with problems. Now, I've told you, quantum physics has been around a long time, more than 100 years now, and it is a well-defined set of rules that work in a very universal way, and it predicts that the world is not as it appears. It predicts, among other things, overlaps of reality and parallel realities and objects being in two or more places at the same time. And normally we don't see this kind of a world, but there may be some exceptions, as I hinted at before. So, if I may argue in a kind of circular way, which I'm not supposed to do according to logic, the rules of quantum physics say that as long as no one is looking, the world should follow the rules of quantum physics. The rules of quantum physics say the world should follow the rules of quantum physics. Well, that's kind of dumb, isn't it? Well, of course. I mean, that's A equals A. That's the worst kind of Aristotelian tautology. That means that multiple realities should still be around when you're not looking. But you may wonder, how is it that objects don't appear in two places at the same time, and that the world seems to be just a single world that I look out and see out the corner of my eye or whatever? The result, according to our quantum mechanical way of thinking, is the following: that these paradoxes that exist at the quantum physical level are resolved through an understanding which comes about whenever an observation occurs. All the multiplicity in quantum physics, in all the things that say there's more than one, reduced down to single realities, not multiple realities. When someone looks, one reality appears while the others seemingly hide. And that's what the mind does. All right, my mind is powerful. It can do that. I don't quite know if I believe it yet or not, but let me accept it. Well, let me tell you a little story. Suppose there are two separate minds in the universe. You and someone else. Okay? There's an ancient philosophical problem. It goes something like this. You are standing in a room looking out of a window at a beautiful garden in front of you. You decide to leave that room and go into the room next door. Now, the room next door is completely closed off from the outside light, and there's no light in the room. So when you enter the room and close the door, it becomes completely black. Now, I'm going to ask you what seems like a dumb question. What happened to the garden? Wait a minute. What do you mean, what happened to the garden? It's there. I mean, you know. Okay. The answer according to quantum physics is that if you were the only mind that ever was and ever is and ever will be, that garden would no longer be a single garden out there, but it would change into multiple possible gardens the minute you stop looking at it and enter the darkened room. Now, most of us have a hard time understanding that. So let me alter the story a smidgen here. Suppose that there's another person who is still looking and who still sees the single garden while you're in the dark room seeing nothing. In other words, there's another person in that room with the window who's looking out and still sees the single garden while you're in the dark room seeing nothing. What is this telling you? Well, if common sense says one person sees the light and the other person sees the dark. No problem, common sense says, since two people with separate minds exist. But from your darkened quantum physics viewpoint, both that other person and the garden should be in multiple worlds, since you are not there looking at the other person or at the garden. Hence, we face a kind of a paradox. Is quantum physics wrong? From your point of view, the world you don't see, including the person in the lighted room, are multiple entities. But from the other person's point of view, consciousness is acted and a single garden appears. Well, Dr. Q, how do we get out of this? How does Dr. Quantum resolve this kind of issue? Well, we can't have it both ways. I mean, right? I mean, logically, yeah, of course, we don't have to always be logical, but we're logical. Can we have it both ways? Either there are multiple gardens or there are not. If they're not, which common sense says, then quantum physics got to be wrong. Since from your point of view, you are the ultimate observer, no observation has taken place. But if quantum physics is right and that multiple gardens exist, then the person in the lighted room must also be in a multiple schizophrenic state, since you're not looking at him either. Yet, if you asked him what state he was in, he'd say that he's perfectly sane, normal, and very frenic, not schizophrenic at all, and as sane as anybody else, and wonders what a goofy person you must be to ask him such a dumb question as what you just asked him. And so we have this paradox that the world, according to the way you see it, follows one set of rules, and the world that others tell you about conflicts with your understanding of those set of rules.